thank you to my producers for choosing that awkward music that I'm sure is completely not contemporary in 2020. But hey, look, you know, I suppose it depends on how you roll. Are you feeling the vibe? Is this what's unfolding in your house at the moment? What if you're a parent in this pandemic? Have you got the time or the energy to be intimate? Or more to the point, do you even want to have sex these days? I mean, I know this is a family program and you're thinking, PK's freaking me out, but really, I'm going to go somewhere with this. It's okay. We're going to survive this conversation, mainly me with my dignity intact. One contributor to the New York Times was very frank about this topic this month. Alyssa Shalasky Roche, my kids have been stuck on me like Play-Doh on a shag rug all day in our small apartment. I am touched out to the max. I'm struggling to work, clean, fight insurance bills, work, apply for loans, work, cook, call my accountant, clean and work. I'm over connectivity. For the last few months, I've been into extreme personal refuge. This means the minute the kids are in bed, do not come near me. Do not look at me. And for the love of takeout margaritas, please do not touch me. It's dramatic, but the reason we're talking about it is, I'm going to be frank with you, quite a few of my friends sent me this. Someone might be listening thinking, oh, how awkward, she's made that a story. They did. And when they sent it to me, they were really trying to tell me that this is what was happening in their households. And look, I'm no sex therapist, so we've invited one. Georgia Grace is a certified sex coach in Sydney. And Nadine Atia is a sex and relationship therapist in Melbourne. And then my guests, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So, Georgia, you've read the article and you're hearing... no doubt you're hearing a lot about this. Tell me. Is this a thing?
Yes, it certainly is a thing. And I have spoken with so many couples and people who are struggling. It's been really common. It's had a huge impact on our relationships, and it's not exactly a sexually inspiring time. And we can see that it's threatening our physical health, our emotional, psychological, and of course sexual health. And no doubt with all of that going on, it does have an impact on relationships of all kinds, for those who are living together or those who are living with others, those living with kids or living apart, that there are so many stresses on relationships. But the collective thing that we're noticing is that most people are struggling.
I do love that term, not a sexually inspiring time. It's like, hey, we're at home all day, we can do nothing. You're not really. Look, there's another angle though, I just thought, just playing devil's advocate. I mean, I've got to say anecdotally and based on this story, yeah, that's the story. But there's the other side, and I want to bring you in on this, Nadine.
Please do.
You're at home a lot, like you got more time on your hands. You know, we thought there'd be like a baby boom or whatever people do with their bodies. No, not so much.
Something that I've actually read this article and I laughed and loved it all the way through. And I think something that just kept coming out to me was the compassion fatigue and the burnout of parents and of those that are like healers and givers. And something that I just kept saying is like, I feel like because of the COVID has taken away all the things that can distract us from, you know, the subconscious burnout. We're feeling it more now. And touch, you know, is such a big part of caregiving. It's the one thing that we want to stay away from when we have the chance to.
Yeah. Look, that's the thing. And what really struck me, and I've got little kids, I'm not even remotely going to make any commentary around the rest of my life because I want to continue to have a career for many years. But I do have kids and they do like love to touch you a lot. And that's fine. I mean, I love them, so I'm quite a fan of touching them back. Like, we're always hugging. But it is a lot of touch, right? You get to a point where you're like, I'm a little maybe overtouched. And my partner actually is worse than me. She's like, oh, my God, too much touching. There's so much hugging all the time. There's always co-sleeping and all the stuff parents do. Is that part of the issue, Georgia, that happens and people get overstimulated in some ways?
Yeah, absolutely. When your body is touched as a parent. And when you're constantly being touched in those ways and you're being needed in that parental role, in that support, that any kind of sensual or intimate touch can feel like too much. And we do, we read about this touch fatigue in the article, and I hear it all the time with parents, that when you're being pulled and grabbed and needed, that as soon as there's a hand on your lower back or a knowing rub on your shoulders, it's like you can't get away quick enough. So absolutely, there can be that touch fatigue, and it can just, people just desire to be left alone. And we saw this in the article too, that she just wanted to be in a bath in a dark room with no one else around. And of course, we can understand that. And I think if anything, we can learn from this. And if you're not feeling like you want to be touched and you do want to put a pause on the intimacy or the sexuality or whatever experiences you're having, you can do that, and you should honor that and just allow for that pause. Have a little power nap from sex and revisit when you do want to and when it is useful for your relationship.
I love that perspective, the idea that, you know, instead of sort of forcing yourself through or just, I don't know, faking it, just making yourself do it like it's a chore, which is an awful thing for anyone to have to do, that you rethink it and go, it's okay to press pause. Nadine, is that a more effective way than trying to push through?
Yes, definitely. I actually have nothing remotely like profound to add to that. I think Georgia said it perfectly. I think it's all about just coming back down to the basics and mindfully just taking it one step at a time. I'm so sorry, my line was a bit in and out.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. That's why we got you
but
back.
Yeah, thank you.
So the other part of this, of course, is that's all very good if, you know, if a relationship with two people, both people feel that way. But let's just call it for what it is. That's not always the way it is. Sometimes it's one way. One person might be feel. In fact, I think that was mentioned in this piece, which is really worth reading, that, you know, sometimes women disproportionately do some of this work around homeschooling and other things in heterosexual relationships, and women are really not feeling it. So how do you have those conversations sensitively without making the other person feel rejected? Do you just say, let's just press pause? This virus is kind of completely destroying my mojo. Is that the way to do it, Georgia?
Yeah, I mean, I think a communication will solve, in my opinion, most issues. And having some good, solid communication skills around where you're at, what you're needing, what you can do for each other to support each other. I think another thing is often by the stage of having these conversations, addressing the fact that you're not engaging in sexual experiences anymore, it can be quite loaded and emotional. So often I find it useful to take sex off the cards completely and instead just do things that give you pleasure together. And that could really be anything from having a bath together to having a long hug to sitting silently, not touching or even looking at each other, but just not putting the pressure that sex needs to happen, but instead just doing things that make you feel good together. As well as other, you know, it's quite obvious in that it's a really stressful time, and stress has a huge impact on your desire and your libido on a psychological, neurochemical, physical level. So some basic stress management practices can be really useful. As well, having time apart from each other, even if it means that you're just in different rooms or you can just create a bit of space, I find that we're just seeing our partners so much at the moment that even just having some distance can build the anticipation and the enjoyment for when you do see them and when you do spend time together.
Yeah. Look, I think that's right. If you've got lots of other things going on, you're feeling stressed, anxious, even depressed, I don't think sometimes sex is the first thing on your mind. It might be for some people. Everyone's different. Hey, guys, you've been such great guests. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Georgia Grace is a certified sex coach in Sydney, and Nadine Attia is a sex and relationship therapist in Melbourne.